Episode 42.
Gray Matter University.
Gray Matter University. All right. Let's talk.
So, you know, for the listeners, my ex had a stroke two weeks ago. And so this was actually the first time that I've actually dealt with someone close to me that has had a stroke.
Right.
And to see the effects
of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Visually shocking at first.
Right. We talked a lot, you and I,
yeah,
off air, as always. Yeah, I want y'all to understand something about me and Coach relationship. And if you're listening, if you got a friend, like just my brother, it's not my friend, it's my brother. We talk basically every day, all right? We, like from one extent to the other, it don't matter. We talk. I'm talking about, seriously.
To be a fly on the wall.
Oh, my goodness. So I want them to understand the severity, like the depth of our relationship. So when I got the call and he let me know, of course, I'm floored. Like, what?
Right.
And then immediately we start talking. I'm seeing how you doing, how Kiana doing, you know,
right,
and so on and so forth. So from there comes this right here.
Yeah. I had a different, it was episode 42. Mm-hmm. It was called In the Flow. It was going to be about 42nd Street and different things like
right,
that.
Right.
And then she had the stroke.
Right.
So we changed it to be about the brain and stroke
right
awareness.
So mentioning, you said seeing someone with a health scare, you know, or either a tragic loss. So it's your first time seeing this. So
for I asked stroke. You, seeing stroke. Stroke. Right.
So I asked this question. I asked you a question. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember. I said, did you cry? Remember I asked you that? I said,
yeah.
Did you cry?
Sure.
Without hesitation.
Oh, absolutely.
You said, oh, I bawled like a
baby. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what was the initial?
Well, initially seeing, like I said, seeing someone that you know in that state.
Right.
It's shocking to you.
Right.
I shared with you before when I was in the hospital with my daughter.
Right.
When we first got there.
Yeah.
They put these wires in her head.
Right.
And I remember once she passed.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, let's get our equipment. And they just kind of sheared her head like,
right,
like she was a sheep or something.
Right.
You know, just
right,
so unpersonal. And I could see them just rip it off.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that visual.
Yeah.
So, and then seeing her, you know, in that state of not knowing, confusion, you know, she had some word, you know, speech, issues going on.
Right.
So it that was shocking. It was visually shocking.
Right.
Yeah.
So when a person has, and I know a young lady that I shared with you that had a stroke when she was 32 years old.
Yep.
32, guys. Y'all, listen.
Yeah.
Stress is...
It's real.
It's a silent killer,
it's
man.
It's real.
It's got a silencer on it.
Yes.
You don't see it. And we're so used to it to where we're dwelling in it and don't realize how stressed out we are.
Right.
So a lot of things led to that event.
It was a buildup. Absolutely.
Yes, a lot of different things.
Oh, absolutely.
And we talked about that off air. So, but let me say this. Gray matter is the outer layer of the brain or the cerebral cortex in the inner region of the spinal cord containing neuronal... Did I say that right?
Yes.
Neuronal cell bodies, dendrites, and
synapses.
Okay, explain.
Basically, it's the part of the brain that gets it done.
Okay. So was this the part that was affected?
She had what's called an embolism,
which
is a blockage of blood to the brain.
Okay.
And so that's what caused her. Now, luckily, she was found without a long lapse of time that went through.
Okay.
And got her to the hospital to the point where you can, you know, it's just like anything else. If you wait and if nothing's happened,
right,
it makes the chance of survival that much longer, that much greater.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So I know two people, my grandmother, God rest her soul, that had a stroke. Mm-hmm. That actually did not kill her, though.
Okay.
She was like in her 90s.
Yeah.
89, 90, had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Brain bleed. I think kind of the same, maybe a different kind of stroke. You know? But anyway, it did have a bedridden. She actually lived another 2 years, maybe, I think, for that. Yeah. So, and the young lady I shared with you. So.
Right.
Yeah, definitely people, try not to, you know, if I had to say anything without being, with keeping in the same vein of being thoughtful, mm-hmm. try not to let the stress, you know what I mean? Stressful environments.
In your words, in your biblical words, in Ecclesiastes.
It's a chasing of the wind.
Chasing of the wind.
It's useless.
It's useless.
Because the things that are useless and we stress about and worry about, they're still here.
They're still here. The job will be replaced. You died today. The job will be replaced. The ad will go out tomorrow for your replacement.
Theme music.
There was our theme music.
Listen. That's crazy.
Facts. But grasping for wind.
And that's what it is. Yeah. And it's killing us.
It's killing us.
Welcome to On and Off the Field Sports Podcast. And with a purpose, we got the On the Field Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation since 1976.
Got the infamous Yoda Man since 1968. So listen, that is almost, and I know I got to interject after, but I want to go back to this. Your last statement was kind of an insult, in a way, to open eyes. We're chasing something that you can't catch, but right. It's killing you.
It's killing you.
You know, this in this title, this is gray matter. kind of a double entendre in a sense, mm-hmm. if you think about it, because mm-hmm. stuff that's in the gray doesn't matter.
Right. Right.
That's gray.
That's what I was talking about. Right.
It really doesn't right. matter.
Right. You gotta somehow in the everyday struggle find balance and learn how to use your daily goings and comings and balance yourself. You gotta have balance. Gotta
so
have balance.
Man, so
all work and you take it home with you and you wake up with it. It's only a matter of time before that fuse goes off.
So listen, y'all. I'm turning the music down because seriously, we've been serious. It's so serious. Mm-hmm. She didn't wake up that morning planning on having a stroke.
She didn't go to bed
planning on having a stroke.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
The fragility of life.
Come on, bro.
Wow.
So prayers for Kiana. We're praying for her, praying for anybody that's the victim of a stroke, you know, anybody that knows somebody that had is close to somebody that had a stroke. Praying for people that have stress, high levels of stress, praying that you create an environment of peace mm-hmm. and that, you know what I mean, God will give you his peace because that's the only peace that counts that's is the right. peace of God. So right. Jesus said, my peace I give you.
Right.
He said, I'm going to leave this with you. So, yeah, let that peace that surpasses all understanding, let that guard your heart and your mind by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And that is our prayer.
Amen.
From on and off the field to our listeners, we are praying that you give it to God and live your life, man.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. All right.
The Puerto Ricans.
The Puerto Ricans.
The Puerto Ricans to the flag. Of the United States of America.
Now, is this Elmer Fudd or is this an Asian voice? So is this an Asian version of Elmer Fudd?
An Asian Elmer Fudd.
All right.
And to the Republic for wickedness.
Definitely Elmer Fudd.
One nation under God, indivisible. With liberty and justice, roy off.
He said, and liberty. All right. Oh boy! Listen,
you know we had to talk about.
Listen, me. Dude. Before
you military, I got to hit you up. I mean, you're a military guy.
So listen, let me say this before we go into this one. You replayed an embarrassing moment from high school on Facebook, man. It was as if we just recorded that.
I know, right?
And that was how long?
That was a year ago, almost a year ago.
Wow. All right. Embarrassing moment segment. Defense Secretary texting war plans. Oh, my goodness, dude. What in the actual.
Well, you know what's interesting, obviously, is you see the videos of him on ranting and raving about the Democrats, Biden, Hillary Clinton,
right?
All the stupid stuff that they've done.
And here he is.
And he's just ready to take the axe and cut their head off, you know, immediately. He's like, immediately. But now
you just texted war plans.
Well, it wasn't really the war plans. Actually, the specifics were not there, and how he got on the spread was actually to the point where I think we should just move on because, like, and you're like, wait a minute, am I retarded? Do I hear this?
That's what he get.
Jeez.
You talking about glazing.
But people have said,
dude, that he glazed.
Alcoholics should not be in that position. I'm sorry. No offense to him.
No, you're right.
But, and no offense to anybody that suffers from alcoholism. That's serious business,
right,
too.
Right, but you shouldn't be in that.
There are just some jobs that require a certain amount of, and yes. he doesn't bring that to the table, except that he is loyal to Trump. That's all.
Well, he just completely disqualified himself by doing this.
Come on. What are you doing on a public?
Anyway.
Let's laugh. Let's laugh. Rolling into the laugh.
Why did the brain refuse to take a bath?
Why?
It didn't want to be brainwashed. I think that was the Secretary of Defense brain. It needed to be freaking washed.
Washed, yeah. What do you call a skull without 100 billion neurons?
What do you call it?
A no-brainer.
That's good. All right. What did the doctor say to the man who had an elephant sitting on his brain? It looks like you have a lot on your mind.
All right. When I read it, I laughed too.
That was good.
What did the brain say to the headache?
What did it say?
You're a real pain in the mind.
Oh, my goodness. That's almost too dry. How do brains stay fit?
How?
By jogging the memory. That's good.
What's a brain's favorite type of movie?
What is it?
One that's mind-bending.
That's good.
Well, you're going to like this one.
What's worse than two Dallas Cowboys running with scissors?
What?
Two girls scissoring with the run. Oh, my goodness. All right, this is you.
Okay. So you got this guy's going to his girlfriend's house.
All right.
And he calls his buddy and they're on the phone. And he's telling his buddy, he's like, man, I need some help. You know, I really want to get better in bed to please my girlfriend. And the guy says, listen, you're on your way there now. He says, look, find a place, jerk off. And then go over there. He said, what's going to happen is you're going to feel more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And your second time around will be longer.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so just trust me. Just do it. So he hangs up and he's like, well, where am I going to find a place to masturbate? I can't go back home. I can't go to my office. You know, it's too many people. I don't want to go in a public restroom. It's too... Somebody might walk in. And the alley's too dangerous. I got it. He pulls over a side of the road, acts like he's going underneath his truck to look, you know, for maintenance. He's underneath his truck. He pulls his pants down, starts going at it. Next thing you know, there's a tug right before he's about to get there.
Uh-huh.
There's a tug and the police officer says, excuse me. And he plays it off. Yeah, officer, I'm just looking at my rear axle. Officer says, you might want to check your brakes, too, because your truck done rolled down the road.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, dude. He said 5 minutes ago. All right. It's the hell yeah, hell no segment. In World War One, human semen was used as invisible ink, a method designed by British spies for writing secret messages. The formula was surprisingly effective and undetectable. Bruh. Do you know, did you know?
Yeah.
In the Bible, I don't know if I mentioned this to you. Mm-hmm. There was a guy named Odin, who had a brother who married this chick, but before his brother could get her pregnant, he died. Right.
Okay.
So, at God's word, he told Odin, go in there and sleep with your brother's wife so that she can bear offspring.
Right.
Because, you know, it wasn't good for them not to have offspring.
Right.
But the Bible says that every time he'd go into her, he would emit on the ground. You know what emit means? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every time he'd pull out.
Right, right.
One time he pulled out and he met it and God killed him. He killed him.
Why?
Because one, he was disobedient. He was wasting seed. God was told him what to do.
Oh, gotcha. I gotcha.
the Bible said the reason he wouldn't emit inside of her. Because he said to himself, oh, if I get her pregnant, none of the land or anything will be mine. Mm-hmm. She going to get it all, and then the son, if it's the son, he going to get it. That's what he said to himself. That was his logic.
Right.
But God killed him because he kept skiing on the ground.
Hell yeah.
Right. Listen, it's in there, dude. I promise.
Boy.
Look, you don't realize what you said. Hell yeah.
Hell no.
He killed him, dude. Oh, he killed him.
For pulling out.
Dead.
For pulling out.
Yep.
It's a lesson to
imagine you. God thumping you on your head. You just died. You just dying.
Well, I mean, the sex will be over at that point anyway for me. If you get a tap from God while you in, whew.
But he told him, get her pregnant.
Right. Mary's That's nerd crazy. Nugget fun. Mary's nerd.
Look, let me tell y'all something. Y'all don't understand. It's boy, listen, this is good. Go ahead. This is one of my favorite segments.
Your brain can generate up to 70,000 thoughts per day.
God.
And that's 90%, and that 95% of your decisions are made subconsciously.
Wait a minute. So your brain can generate up to 70,000 thoughts per day.
Per day. And 95% of your decisions
are made
subconsciously.
That's the first part is promising. The second part is not good. Well, that's why
you have to develop some good habits to put seeds to put in you.
That's
what
you're
gonna be drawing on. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. That's a good fun fact, dude.
Tallulah. Mm-hmm. If you don't get enough sleep, your brain will eat itself.
Wow. Where'd you get that from? I need a source.
Ancient tiny secret.
I cannot even reveal my source. Senor.
The master tells me.
All right.
Did you know?
Mm-hmm.
The brain is actually wired to focus more on negative experiences, and that positive thinking can actually rewire your brain.
That is sad. That is wired. Okay. I don't want to. The brain is actually wired to focus more on negative experiences. That's not good.
Yeah, I know, right?
Who wired it? God didn't do that.
I don't know. Maybe
God didn't do that.
I'm thinking that is because of all the influences and experiences that you will see in the world.
Okay, society then.
I mean,
okay, so society.
We see so much negative.
Right, so society kind of rewires our brains if we focus
like tabula rasa. Okay. Tabula rasa.
Okay, all right. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Uh-huh.
Your brain can create memories of events that never happened.
I got to underline that one too. I'm underlining these, y'all.
Fantasy.
So you're right.
Fantasy. A lot of people have really lived their fantasy. They really believe every thought that pops in their head.
But they don't. It never manifests, though.
Right, exactly. It's not real.
Dude, y'all know what time it is.
Hey, Luke.
Talk to me, brother. Okay. Talk to me.
Keep it in theme with the mind.
All right.
The Bible emphasizes the importance of a renewed and transformed mind.
All right. Romans 12.
Romans 12, verses 2. Mm-hmm. Look at you. You all know that. It urges believers to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, mm-hmm. which highlights the idea that our thought patterns significantly influence our lives.
Absolutely.
Can you expound?
So Paul, first of all, Paul the Apostle wrote that to the church at Rome, in Romans, of course, hence the name Romans. He starts out in verse 1, he said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. I had to include verse 1 so for you to understand verse 2.
Okay.
So he exhorts them or encourages them in verse 1.
Okay.
To first present themselves to God, say, hey, I'm an instrument in your hands, God. That's what a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable. He said that's the least you can do is offer your life to God and say, hey, since you gave me this, you've been so good. Here's my body, a living sacrifice. Use me how you want me to.
Right.
You want to influence these people, this person, go here.
Right.
So on and so forth. Then he says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He said, don't let your mind be conformed to the world.
Okay.
Don't think like the world thinks.
Which is very normal.
Which in comparison to God's will, the world's thoughts are contrary.
Right.
So that's what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. In comparison to God's will for your life, he said, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So don't become like the world. And the only way for you not to become like the world is for you to change the way you think, like you said, your thought process, expectations, mm-hmm. self-respect, way you think toward God.
Yeah.
You know, that's the definition of sin, a change of one's mind and one's moral attitude toward God, self, and sin. That's repentance. It's a changing of one's moral attitude toward God, self, and sin. A changing of your moral attitude toward God, yourself, and toward sin.
One more time.
Changing of one's moral attitude toward God, self, and sin. Real quick. The way you see sin toward God, that's disrespect to God. The way you see sin toward yourself, you value yourself more. And the way you see sin as sin, it's bad. So you change that moral attitude in your mind.
Right.
And that's how you renew your mind.
Renew your mind.
Yes.
Facts. Yoda! Woo!
Yoda! 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 But the mind is awesome, dude.
Yes.
That's why I'm glad you brought that one up. There's another one in there where he says, it's in Philippians, he says, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good rapport, whatsoever things are this, whatsoever things are positive, he said, meditate on these things. Mm-hmm. He said, don't focus, which goes with one of your things that says that the brain is actually wired to focus on negative stuff.
Right, of the world.
Facts. Right. Paul says, listen, whatever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, good rapport, peaceful, this and that.
Right.
He said, meditate on that.
Right.
Wire your mind to think about on those things. It's crazy how you can look at somebody nowadays. Somebody can look at you, you could be smiling, and they'll say, what's wrong? Mm. Their mind is wired. You see a smile, but you ask, what's wrong?
What's wrong?
Why would you ask what's wrong? Why wouldn't you say, hey, what's good? Because you're smiling. Smile indicates joy, positive.
Yes.
So why do we ask, what's wrong?
It kind of goes smiling. With what we're saying. The brain focus on a negative.
Man, how much damage, how much of this is self-inflicted because of our mind?
I mean, it permeates through it all, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then,
but you know what, though, Coach?
But you got so much that so much records that you don't even realize that your brain is dealing with until after the fact. That could be years down the line.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Let me say this. We have control of what we let in here.
Yes.
We do. We do, but we don't always use it.
But as we go through life, if we're not careful, we'll quickly become out of control.
Right.
Like
right.
You will be on that hamster wheel.
Right.
Just right. Running.
So we're supposed to guard our hearts, right? Mm-hmm. With all diligence. Mm-hmm. For from it flows the issues of life. Mm-hmm. So whatever's here going to be your right. thought process.
Sure.
So we have to guard that. Because right. if you don't, what to say, a person without self-control is like a city without walls? Mm. Golly,
yeah.
All right, that was a good Yoda moment.
Dude. Serenity now, serenity, serenity now. While a stroke itself is not a mental illness, it can significantly impact one's mental health.
Okay.
Depression, anxiety, and emotional and unpredictable mood swings are common after a stroke.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see all of those. I can see all of those.
Especially if you're, depending on the severity of the stroke mm-hmm. and how much your life has changed, mm-hmm. the frustration part of having half of you ready to go on.
Especially normal. When you were an independent person.
Exactly. And now you have to, yeah. So you got to take it easy. Yeah. Got to take it day by day, rest. Kind of deal with the, take it on, you know, because it's not going to be a one day fix.
No.
Yeah. This is obviously something different.
I just, you know what? I'm thankful for. I'm praying for those people really again. That and you know what? I may not realize how much stress I have. I don't know. I may be deceiving mm-hmm. myself. Mm-hmm. I may be thinking, oh, you know, I'm good. And just under tension. I may not know that. But one thing about it that I do is I take steps and measures mm-hmm. to guard against that. I work out.
Yes.
I try to eat as mm-hmm. healthy as possible. Yep. Yep. You know what I mean? I try to stick to,
you go to organic. Church.
Yes, I go to
you
church.
The Bible.
Yes. So all of that helps mm-hmm. my mental.
Sure.
Because I'm going to tell you, brother.
I couldn't imagine what the last couple of years, I would say even since from Mary's passing till now, what would have been like if I didn't have exercise.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, I can.
But imagine. That was a time where or training and exercise wasn't nowhere on my mind.
I agree.
And yours either.
No, I don't know.
But look at the
doing beer curls.
Right. Look at the severity of how it's changed our lives though. Mm-hmm. And I thank God, man, it didn't take nothing
right.
tragic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's serious, dude. Yeah. Wow. All right, look at your neighbor.
Look at your neighbor.
Sesame Street. The set was inspired by real life sets in Harlem, the Bronx, and the Upper West Side, aiming to provide positive representation of minority communities. The idea was to create a children's television show that was both entertaining and educational, aiming to quote-unquote master the addictive qualities of television and do something good with them. That's a major damn mm-hmm, statement. Mm-hmm. Hold on. With the goal of addressing educational disparities among disadvantaged children. Let's go back to this. Wait a minute. This is... So, the idea was to create a... Well, let's go back to the whole thing. All right. First of all, Sesame Street...
Sesame Street's a black history fact.
Right. You right. Know, okay. You know, that's fire to me.
Yeah.
Which I... That does not surprise me about... The
Sesame Street raised
Upper West Side and Bronx and
the whole country,
dude,
black and white
on a stoop,
all sorts of nationalities
on a stoop. They pull up on a stoop, dude, with your garbage can. What?
Come on, man.
So that's fire to me. That mm-hmm. concept, that whole concept, yeah. fire. But what got me was the idea was to create a children's television show that was both entertaining and educational, aiming to quote mm-hmm. master the addictive qualities of television mm-hmm. and do something good with them. Okay. Television indeed has addictive qualities, which weigh heavily on the mental aspect of a person.
Especially on your because psyche. It's probably the thing that you look at in the most.
Well,
throughout the course of your day.
Right. Well, and we're allowed to tell us a vision. Mm-hmm. Television. Mm-hmm. It tells a vision.
Right. It only tells part of the story.
Right, but we believe it. Like, and you know what we do? We so into it that if, even though we know it's a fake movie, if it jump, we jump.
Right.
It's not real.
Or like in those Cinemax movies, you know, and the guy will be, he'll just trip and fall down. The next thing they'll be having sex with somebody, you know.
It's right.
Like, that doesn't happen
that
in real
life. That
don't
happen in real life.
You know?
Yeah. You know. So they show us stuff.
Yeah. God. But if you take the kids of today and compare them to kids of back then.
Okay, it's tough, dude.
What they were exposed to today.
Oh, bruh.
Oh my gosh.
Social media is, listen, I want you to mark my words. Social media is the best stripper we ever met in
it's
our
the,
lives.
It's a window to hell itself.
It's a stripper, brother.
Yeah.
Ooh, you said it's a window to hell itself.
Seduce you. It'll seduce you. Keep you. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
Because and that's a whole nother subject too, because when you think about so what social media is, think about the purpose of life. And you meet people, right?
Right.
You're meeting them. God puts them in your life, right? For what? Reason?
Right. Purpose.
Or season.
Right. Yeah. Does it say?
Not forever. Everyone right. that God reason puts in your life is not supposed to stay in your life.
Right. Preach, brother.
Am I right?
Preach, brother.
So what does Facebook do? It allows people that moved on from your life to reattach themselves to you.
To your life.
And you now get to hear their most inner thoughts, their most inner views, their most inner feelings. You get to hear and see it all. Is that right?
Nah.
No.
It's almost like being attached to the hip with somebody that you don't supposed to be. You're a Siamese twin with somebody that you're not supposed to be a twin. Yeah, preach, brother.
All right,
what if?
What if?
So wait a minute. Sesame Street is a real street in... Because you're about to ask this question. What if, go ahead, ask that.
What if Sesame Street was created in Compton and was called Compton Street?
Then Big Bird be like, what up, fool?
Break yourself.
Break yourself, fool. Big Bird be like, what up, fool? Imagine Big Bird crip walking down Lennox, down Lennox's ass. You feel me? Yeah. What up, fool?
What up, fool?
Big Bird in the house, fool. West side. That would be crazy. So, is there a street called Sesame Street in real life?
I'm
asking a question.
I'm not sure if it is named after a real street.
Okay,
but Sesame Street, it was in the word itself, where things happen.
What do you think would be different if it was made in Compton? Well, we just say it. Would you think it's different?
Oh my God.
Gang bang.
You would see a whole different.
They weren't gang banging in the Bronx. They had the mafia. They had the freaking mafia.
Well, no. It was. They were probably more gangs in New York than in L.A.
Facts.
Yeah. In the 60s and 70s.
I think the lingo would have been different.
The lingo would have been different. The lingo and the... What I found...
What's his name? Grouch? Was it not Grouch?
The Grouch from the can?
Yes.
Yeah.
How you think he'd talk? How you talk?
Hey, leave.
Break yourself, fool.
Break yourself.
You got to put that whistle.
I'm sorry.
If y'all can see us up there, I'm throwing up West Side. Y'all can see us. First and 10 segment.
First and 10.
No.
The count.
Listen, watch this. No. I have one apple. I have two apples. I have three apples. You want to do that, dude? First and ten. NCAA tournament. All right,
been watching it.
I have loosely. Uh-huh. I'm gonna be honest, loosely. Not like I really should. I'll lock in coming up.
So here's something. We started this show about a year ago during the NCAA tournament last year.
Right.
You notice a difference now? we're focusing a little bit more on the men's side, not as much as on the
women.
We
are. Wow. Remember
the effect of Caitlin Clark?
And she gone, and the effect went with it.
Now, I still watch women's basketball.
Name? What's her name? Reese gone. The effect went with it.
Right. It's different. Yeah. And then with the NIL, most of the teams in the tournament are big boy tournament. The guys who can pay the guys.
Man.
Yeah.
That NIL changed.
It changed the game.
Man. It changed the game, dude.
Yeah.
That's a good look right there. All right. Yeah. Third and short segment. Number 42, Jackie Robinson.
Yeah. Keep it in theme with episode 42. Jackie Robinson is the probably one of the greatest best baseball players of all time.
Right. He's a GOAT, dude.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Definitely.
No doubt.
All right, Derek.
Watch out, buddy. Don't come with the dumb questions here, buddy.
I got some good ones for you, Derek. Who invented the first flushing toilet?
Yeah, listen here, buddy. Don't we talk about this crap here, buddy.
Close. That's very close, Rick. You're getting warm. You're getting warm.
I'm off, buddy. Who is it?
Thomas Crapper.
Oh, I was close. I was close. All right.
All right. What do the M and M&M stand for?
Something Mounds.
Mars and Murray.
What?
Yeah, they are the two owners.
Okay. It's the two owners.
Yeah. What is the dot above the letter I and J called?
You know, you're really digging deep.
I'm digging deep. I got some good ones for you there, Rick.
Yeah.
A tittle.
Okay, so the Bible says, Jesus says that heaven, listen to this.
Okay.
He said heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of the word passes away. Mm. That's a comma, exclamation point, a dot over an I. He said a dot over an I won't even pass away. Before. He said heaven and earth will disappear first.
Before the word.
Before that. Wow. For what he says.
That's solid. Jeez. That's solid.
What?
Yeah.
That's fire.
Yeah.
God, what? That's how fire. Serious yes, what he no says
doubt.
Means.
No doubt. No doubt.
God, that's fine. Boy, look how we come across that. All right,
last one there.
Come on, buddy.
What was the original name for the butterfly? A flutter bee.
Oh, man, buddy, I would have never guessed that.
That's
one.
That's a good
there,
one for
buddy.
You,
Eric.
Put
had
that
me
in
here.
Your dictionary there, Brandon.
I think I will, buddy. Random 3 a.m. thought segment. All right. If a bunch of cows are staring at you, are they having a stakeout? There are more nerve connections in your brain than there are stars in the galaxy. What? Mm-hmm. That should have been on make you go, Dog. All right. How does your brain remember it forgot something but not what it forgot? I'm putting these on Facebook, dude. Please let me put them on Facebook. Don't hold me back, coach. Why do doctors call their business a practice? Are they practicing on us? Facts. I made that point.
Yeah.
It's called a practice.
Yeah.
Hey, this is my practice.
I mean, I know
why
how
don't
they
you call it your
me.
Profession?
Mm-hmm. I know how they handled me. That was the first thing they did was put me on medication. That was the first thing they did.
And they practicing.
Yeah.
The hamster wheel.
Let's see how it works.
It's the hamster wheel.
Let's see how this dosage works.
It's the freaking hamster wheel.
Yeah. Come on. Doc, I'm not feeling well. Let's just lower the dosage there, Lance. Doc, I can't eat.
The way you drop your...
I can't eat, Doc. I'm not feeling good. Well, we're going to have to do something there because I can't take you off medication. I got bills to pay.
That's what they say.
Right, that's what they might as well say.
Oh,
you know?
My goodness. They did a womp-womp.
A womp-womp. All right.
All right.
Travel through your eyes.
All right, let's go.
Surat, India. This is my guys that I've been driving. This is where they're from.
They're hot.
It's a coast. India. It's a coast.
Isn't it hot?
And it's a coastal town like ours.
Okay.
Yeah. This is like the Gulf Coast of India.
Okay. All right.
Located on the banks of the River Taipi near the Arabian Sea, it is one of the largest urban areas in Western India. Mm-hmm. And about 90% of the world's diamonds are cut and polished in Surat.
Oh, my
India.
Goodness.
Yep.
You think that's where Jared went? You know when she said he went to jail?
He went to jail, yeah.
He getting the diamonds from Surratt.
He getting them from Surratt, man.
Sheesh. Yeah. Red flag segment. Oh, man.
Okay.
If you can smell something stinky or strong with nothing to smell, you may be having a real health issue.
So let me explain. Let's say right now, I say I smell stinky leftover trash.
Okay.
There's no trash in the room.
Right.
I might be having a health issue.
That what you smelling yourself.
I'm smelling, your brain is, sometimes you're smelling the brain that's having an issue.
Really?
Yeah. So if you smell, a lot of times when you're having a health issue, your sense of smell intensifies.
Mm-hmm.
But you may not be smelling anything outward.
That's crazy.
You may be smelling what's going on inward.
Inside.
Mm.
Oh, mm. God, mm. Man. All right.
That
was good.
The art segment. The word bride comes from the old English word bird. Spelled B-Y-R-D, which originally meant to cook or to bake.
Hey.
This has been the art segment.
Could you say that word again, B-Y-R-D?
B-Y-R-D.
Spell it. What is, how you
bird.
Say? What is it?
Bird.
Read the word bride comes from the English word bird. Do it like that. Go.
The word bride comes from the old English word bird. B-Y-R-D. Dude. Which originally meant to cook or to bake.
Listen.
This has been the off segment.
The dynamics between the way you say bride and bud is crazy. All right. Health as well. Dude, I got a lot to say. I'm trying not to be offensive. Okay, let me stick to the script. Okay. Benefits of exercise post-stroke and to prevent a stroke. That had nothing to do, what I was going to say had nothing to do with this. Let's go over this, and then I want to say something.
Sure.
All right, improved overall recovery and reduced risk of recurrence.
That's a benefit. Right?
That's okay, what, that's yeah. A benefit of it.
Because the actual issue is when you have a stroke,
the
reoccurrence of it happening again
mm-hmm.
is very high.
Really?
Yes.
Yikes.
Yeah. So that's why you got to take your time in the rehab and... You know, get your rest and not take it on too fast, because the percentages of having another one is very high, and that second stroke is usually more damaging than the first one.
So I know there's two different kinds of stroke you can have. You can have a brain bleed stroke, and then you can have, I think, the one invalid,
the blockage.
Yes, which is what counted had.
Right.
With those two, like you said. It has to do with lack of blood flow either way.
Yes.
I saw a chart, and I finished this, but I saw a diagram, active diagram. If you put your back to the wall, flat to the wall, raise your hands up like elbows up to your shoulder width and hands flat to the wall,
yeah.
That alone opens the ventricles in correct. Your heart.
Correct. Correct.
To increase
blood flow.
Blood flow.
And which is oxygen. Which is the issue. It stops
lack
the oxygen.
Of oxygen.
Right. That's the issue. The lack of oxygen.
So having said that, because I like to get to the root of things, why things happen, so we can prevent them.
Yeah.
So what you do is you initiate in your diet foods that are rich, that give you more oxygen. Add oxygen to your blood.
Beets.
Yeah. Right.
Vegetables.
Stuff like that.
Green vegetables.
Right. Green vegetables. That's good stuff, man. Yeah. Okay. All right. Improved mobility, walking, balance.
Yep.
Improved mental function, which controlling mood swings and depression. Yep. Reduced risk of heart-related conditions. Reduced blood pressure, lowering obesity, and fighting muscle atrophy.
And this is all things mm-hmm. that for exercise... And when it's proper to resume the exercise, mm-hmm. if you've had a stroke, and then if you haven't had one, obviously this is all things that helping us to help prevent us from having
right. It. This is what I was just talking
exactly.
about. Even in your diet, you're initiating your diet. I make sure I take like natural supplements. I take black seed oil. I take ashwagandha root.
I drink a lot of water. A lot of vegetables.
A lot of water. And that those things.
A lot of good sources of fat.
Those things are anti-inflammatory. Yeah.
High in fiber.
Like, so you got to keep that, you know what I mean?
A lot of greens.
I thank God for health.
Yes, and health is wealth. For real. Health is wealth.
Shout out to the true and living God for that.
Health is wealth. All right, the On and Off the Field Book Club.
Oh, my goodness.
This one is called Becky the Throat Goat by Brad Goss. In the land where horny goats dwell,
lives a lady with a tail to tail.
Becky the Throat Goat is always fun.
When she goes out, everybody comes.
Born with an oversized throat so grand.
A rare condition she never planned.
Swallowing objects with the greatest of ease.
Her presence at parties always a tease.
She'll take things down, both large and small.
Becky the Throat Goat swallows it all.
The male goat's always erupting with laughter.
But a date with Becky is what they're after.
They call up Becky and their plays.
Because a night with the throat goat leaves them in a daze.
That was the On and Off the Field Book Club.
That was the On and Off the Field Book Club. All right. Blue Bag Music.
Blue Bag Music segment. All right. The Jam of the Week. Check out Michael Franks' When I Give My Love to You. Have you ever heard? Did I send you the video?
No. Michael Franks, When I Give My Love to You.
He's a good. He's like jazz and R&B.
Yeah. You got to send that.
Yeah.
Check him out.
Yeah. Dude. We'll put him out on the blog too.
An ode to McNutt. Whenever I am lost at sea, I remember you are here with me. You surrender to the fantasy when I give my love to you, Monica.
I'm running from the hurricane. Helter skelter.
What?
In the wind and rain. I find shelter. I find peace again.
Thank you.
When I give my love to you, Monica.
I can feel the downtime ending. And I ain't pretending. Words can simply not reveal the degree of ecstasy only you can make me feel when you give me your love to me, Monica.
Ode to McNutt.
Oh, now we got an ode to the ladies.
So we got to keep this in there. So this is called The Last Time. There was a last time for everything.
Oh, there was a last time.
But I didn't know it then.
Oh. There was a last time you called, the last time we laughed, the last time I held your hand without knowing I would never hold it again.
Funny how the end never tells you that it's arrived. It just stands quietly at the door waiting for you to notice.
That's fire. Golly.
Deep.
Well, hold up. Dog. The last time. Yeah, I'm good with it. All right, two thumbs up segment.
Two thumbs up.
Rain Man. Autism and its effect on the brain. Yeah. So
he was everybody highly knows, functioning autistic.
Yeah, everybody knows about Rain Man. He was highly functional. Okay. So there are less highly functional autism.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Different. Yeah. Is it different variations of autism?
Yeah. There's some
I don't fully understand.
That really can't communicate.
I apologize.
There's some that don't really know how to communicate.
Okay.
There's some that can't think like Rayman could think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Because so
the opposite end of the spectrum.
Trivia question. Have you seen a movie that depicts someone with autism that's the opposite of Rain Man? Can you think of a movie?
No.
I'm sure there's one there.
There's probably one there.
I know
there.
That there's one
I can't
one
really
there.
Think of one.
But yeah.
That comes
I was thinking about that. Yeah. All right. All right.
Words of the week.
Let's go.
All right. Womble.
Okay.
Which is the rumbling inside your stomach.
That's a womble?
A womble.
Is that what we call my stomach growl?
Yes. A womble.
It's a womble. I'm going to say my stomach wombling. It's wombling. They gonna say that mean wombling. I said no wombling.
They
gonna think I'm a fool. My stomach wombling. My stomach wombling.
It wombling.
It wombling. Talawa. Talawa. All right. Overmorrow. The day after tomorrow. That's country is all I know, bro. That's country is a brown egg.
Yeah, it's real. It's real, though.
That's country is okra.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Get out of here.
All right. Vocables. These are lyrics with no rhyme or meaning.
So that's a word? Vocables?
Vocables.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Okay, so when she say, loving you, she say, la 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Do 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 do.
I don't know if that's a vocal.
I think that's vocables.
Because she
la
had,
la and doo doo doo.
She had
la la
a
flow, and doo
doo. A flowing purpose with hers. This is just vocals.
You got la 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 on a paper, coach.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
But hers was
la 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 la. Man, that's one of them songs that do something to me, bro.
Yeah, yeah. You get put in your footies for that one.
But no, it does. It
moves your soul.
My heartstrings.
Yeah.
That's
a few black songs that do that.
Dude, I used to listen to that song when I was small. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Little. You know how you think you're in love when you're little? You ain't nowhere close to it. You ain't got no hair on up. Okay, all right. Kill the rabbit. All right. Crapulence.
Mm-hmm.
Sick feeling after overeating. Black version of the itis.
Yeah.
So.
You a turkey Thanksgiving dinner. Now you feel you have the crapulence.
So I was thinking about the thing you said to me, or the question you asked to me. You said, "How many times do I eat in a day?"
Oh, right, right, right.
I told you at least three.
Right.
You said your second question was, "How many times do you crap in a day or relieve yourself?" I said once. You said, "Well, if you're eating three times and only relieving yourself once, where's the rest of it going?"
Mm.
That made me think. That made me think.
Yeah. Which is why you're only supposed to eat certain times. You're not supposed to eat all day. I mean, it's first thing you wake up to the end of the night.
Dude, do you understand?
We talk intermittent fasting, yeah.
Do you understand the level of a big back that has taken the social media by storm? People make videos about them eating.
Right.
Come on, dude. Right. Well, I'm not going to. Just give me a second. Just kill the rabbit for real. So let's deal with this crappiness. Do you understand the level? They make videos about eating.
I know.
Numerous. I could watch one person. I follow numerous.
Raina.
They make videos about.
Oh, my.
I follow this dude. He I follow several.
There's this Asian girl who can eat like more than me and you both.
I don't understand how they do it.
How? I mean, just
this
like.
This dude
I'm just like,
sitting
what?
In his car. This one dude sits in his car. This dude goes everywhere.
Oh, I know. Your boy.
Chime time.
Your boy.
Dude,
he'd be pissed if you ain't got it right.
If he ain't got no seasoning on it, he'll throw it in there and be like, what the heck? No. He slapped the plate. What the bleep y'all doing in this bleep? Are you bleeping kidding me on this bleeping? But he's everywhere. He's from Florida to Texas to Detroit to
eating.
Dude.
But do you see what they're eating? One time he had a drumstick in there that was as big as a front seat.
He roasted a pig in his car. Let me try it with the sauce. That yum yum sauce, bring it around. That's all they do.
Yeah.
So they call it mukbang. What's a mukbang? Mukbang is when that's somebody putting food in front of them. And
right.
TikTok.
Everywhere.
Facebook.
It's everywhere. It's all over.
Yes,
Big Brother Almighty. Dysania is difficulty getting up in the morning.
Dysania.
Okay. D-Y-S-A-N-I-A.
Okay.
It's a difficulty
I know,
getting up.
Some people with dysania.
I have it sometimes.
I don't.
I suffer from dysania. Every now and then.
You don't pop right up?
Not right away, no. But I get up at 3-4 in the morning though.
So I get up at 5-5:30.
It's different.
Yeah, I pop up.
I gotta give myself 15. I get up at 4. I gotta have 15 minutes to kind of. Yeah.
I don't have the same here. Yeah. I thank God for that. Hey, you know. All right, what you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about,
Willis? Abracadabra, a classic magic word, fun to say, and evoke a sense of wonder. Abracadabra, it sure does.
Yeah,
but it's magical though.
It's magical, mystical. All right, quotes of the week. All right, you have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes, you can steer yourself any direction you choose. Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss. Brain in your head, feet in your shoes. That's there. Yeah, that's lit. That's a lit saying.
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss, deep man.
I wonder who the brains behind Dr. Seuss. Seuss.
Right. Right.
That's what I want to find.
Yeah, because his life has to be through this somehow.
Absolutely, you're like, wow, dude. Yeah, you're living yourself. Yeah, through.
Yeah.
Tallulah, where we at? Is that Tallulah?
Yes.
There we go. We see with our brains, not with our eyes. Norman Dodge. Mm-hmm. Really, Mr. Dodge.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Has he been fact checked on that? We see with our brains and not with our eyes. Do we paint pictures with our brains?
Do you
make visuals?
Can you see without your brain? Let's start there.
My brain tells me to see.
The eyes see and the brain processes it?
Yes. So you can't.
Kind of depends on which came first, the chicken or the egg.
Yeah, I won't split hairs with Mr. Dodge.
Yeah. Get out of here, Dewey. This is my simple religion. There is no need for temples, no need for complicated philosophy. Our own brain, our own heart is our temple. The philosophy is kindness. Dalai Lama.
Okay. Interesting concept. All right. Kill the wabbit. Again. The wabbit. The chief function of the body is to carry the brain around. Thomas A. Edison. Wow. Golly, Thomas. Yeah. You didn't have to insult the body like that. Yeah, all we need you body for is just carry me around.
Carry me around.
Just carry me around.
Carry me around.
Pick me up so I can slap you.
Yes, Daddy.
Pick me up right now.
Yes, Daddy.
Don't do it. Didn't I say pick me up?
Yes, Big Brother Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Engage your brain before you engage your weapon.
Oh, that's heavy. Oh.
It would solve a lot of issues.
Boy, that's heavy. Yeah. What you talking about, Willis? The color of the skin is in no way connected with strength of the mind or intellectual powers. Benjamin Banneker. That's heavy. Yeah. That's fire.
Yeah.
That is fire. All right, Lost in Translation.
Lost in Translation segment. Okay, these are insult words in Japanese. Baka means stupid. Chibi means shorty or like for a small wiener. Chibi, like you chibi.
Ooh, it chibi. It chibi.
And kuso means shit.
Okay. Kimo means yuck.
Yusai
means annoying. And busa means ugly.
You're so boosa. All right, spelling bee segment.
Let's go.
All right, can you spell juicy pussy, which is a bread in Finland?
Juicy pussy.
Juicy pussy, which is a bread.
I know
in
juicy
Finland.
Is J-U-I-C-Y, but pussy.
This is one word. Juicy. It's a bread in Finland. It's called juicy pussy.
Oh, well, then it ain't spelling it regular juicy then.
Right.
I'm just going to guess. J-O?
Nope.
Okay.
J-U-S-S-I-P-U-S-S-I. Juicy pussy.
Okay. All right. Bread in Finland. All right. John and David?
What happened?
Spelling bee.
Oh, no, that's so Juicy Pussy stands for John and Dad.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Where did I see David?
I don't know.
All right, African proverb.
Okay.
Be careful when a naked person offers you a shirt.
It's true.
Learn to practice self-love.
Yeah. You got to be careful. I mean, obviously, you can't give somebody right. something that you don't have yourself.
Right. That's crazy. Yeah. That's heavy.
All right. Chinese proverb.
I want my mouth.
When the winds of change blow, some people build walls and others build windmills.
That's heavy. I would like to be, wait a minute.
I want to be the windmill.
I was going to say, I would like to build a windmill instead of the wall. Yeah. Perception versus perspective segment. Ooh. Pick of a person painting flowers the in the you. Valley of Destruction.
That's the one I sent you. Remember the picture? The guy was in the valley. It had looked like war torn, and it had the color sunflowers.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
The deal was okay. I sent it to you.
Okay.
But when I re-looked at it, I actually saw it was something different. It's a painter. He's actually painting within a dismal area.
Okay.
And
I'm looking at it.
So it's basically, that's it right there.
Right.
So his vision is bright. It's sunflowers.
Regardless of what's around him.
But when I sent it to you, I didn't see that. I thought it was a guy in front of a TV.
Wow.
I was thinking the TV was giving right. you a false narrative of what was going on in the war.
Right. I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's lit.
Perception versus perspective,
dude.
Yeah.
That's heavy. And I want to always have that he got.
Right. Exactly, right?
Positivity.
All right.
All right.
Final Drive Sports Jeopardy. Yeah. Okay. Start with the tongue twister. And you got to say this three times fast. And this is actually the name for a brain freeze. Like when you eat drink something cold real fast and you get that, that brain freeze. Mm-hmm. This is the scientific name.
Sphenopalatine ganglion neuralgia.
Neuralgia. Right.
Ganglion neuralgia. Mm-hmm. Sphenopalatine ganglion neuralgia. Sphenopalatine ganglion neuralgia. That's hard there, bruh. That was hard there, bruh. For real. At least I know what it's called, what a brain freeze is called. Y'all don't see me. I'm underlining all this stuff and putting asterisks by it.
Okay, edible, eatable eats.
Let's go.
All right. This is actually a real restaurant.
I'm about to buy.
In Japan.
Hey. What you say?
The restaurant of mistaken orders.
What you say?
Is in Japan.
What you say?
Where customers expect the waitress and waiter to get their order wrong.
What you say?
Over 50% of the time, all the wait staff have dementia.
What you say?
Hey.
What you say?
This is a real restaurant.
Wow.
I'll have a steak, medium rare, and they come back. Chicken. You order chicken fried rice.
You know what, bro? They come and bring you complete. Okay. I had to let that one slip in.
Oh my God.
All right, dude, that's crazy. All the wait staff got dementia, bro. Height. Height. You know what?
Oh my God.
So listen, in Kill Bill, the reason that's so funny, because in Kill Bill, when she goes and gets trained by the old cat with the long gray beard, he grabs her by the wrist and then twists her wrist around her.
Right,
She said, "Hey!" She be screaming in agony, dude. Hey!
Oh
Okay, bro. Oh, shout out to Kill Bill.
Oh, man. All
right.
Animal Planet.
Animal Planet. All right. Suriname toads. Mm-hmm.
Suriname.
Suriname toads give birth through their back.
Ah. They lay their eggs through their back.
Oh, man.
And yeah, you don't even want to know how to hatch. Nope.
Lobsters squirt pee from under their eyes to each other to communicate about mating and dominance. Ain't no way. No, bruh. All
right, well, Gollum Riddles. What is long and hard and full of semen?
Oh, my goodness, Gollum. What is wrong with you, Gollum?
What is long Gollum, and hard?
Are you okay, Gollum?
And full of semen, Rick, my precious.
Hey, watch it. Pause, Gollum. Don't say that and precious in the same sentence together.
It is a riddle.
Okay. I don't know, Gollum.
A submarine.
God, that's good. Shout out to Gollum, bro. All right.
What do you mad time I hear? Dr. Seuss's breakup line. Here we go. I do like green eggs and ham more than your old stanky, skanky pan.
My heart grew two sizes. Yes, that is so true. But nothing else grows when I'm with you.
Oh, I would lie and say it's not me. Let me back up on my pimp line. I would lie and say it's me, not you. But come on now, we both know that's not true. These are the pimp chronicles.
That's pimp chronicles. Playing games, idioms. All right, so I'll say, and then you have to just tell me what it means. Keep your hair on.
Huh?
Keep your hair on. What does that mean?
Calm down.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. In a jiffy.
That's quick.
Yeah.
Fast.
Very soon. Yeah. Can sell ice to Eskimos.
I'm a good salesperson.
Yeah. Persuasive.
Yes.
Spill the beans.
Tell me everything.
Reveal the secret.
Reveal the secret. Yeah. Yeah.
Hit the sack.
Go to sleep.
Yep. The ball is in your court.
It's your choice.
Under the weather.
Feeling bad.
That's good.
Pretty good there, Rick.
Ah, I'm real good there. Comics and cartoon segments. Animaniacs, you brought this up, Pinky in the Brain. Yeah, I don't watch it.
Destroy the world. Pinky.
I've never watched it. That's why I was watching videos to see what it was.
Yeah.
He called me cracking up, y'all. But there's always a character with the thick brain, and he wants to destroy the world.
That's true.
I mean, that's always that.
I wonder.
They're all the same, like the guy in The Simpsons, and
he got a big head.
I miss Kidman.
Right. What's his name? Sanders.
Cyber.
Sanders, right? Sorry.
Ding, 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 and zap them away.
Oh, the one about the one on Bugs Bunny,
right?
With the real dark one.
The dark
one. I have my ray gun, my 4200 RX9 800,000 millimeter gun here.
The guy at Flintstones. Pew, pew, pew. Hello, Dum Dum.
Hello, Dum Dum. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Segment.
Okay. Name the most important part of the brain.
The medulla.
The medulla. The brainstem is actually your number one answer.
Okay.
All right. Name something your brain will complain about.
Was medulla on there?
15. There was number two answer.
Sheesh. Okay. All right. So name what? Go ahead.
Name something your brain will complain about.
Worry.
That's number five.
Okay, what's number one?
Not enough sleep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. Name a part of the brain that name a part of the brain. Not the most important part, but just name a part of the brain.
The medulla.
The medulla. Okay, that's the third, number three. Frontal lobe is number one answer. Cerebellum is number two.
Okay.
Name the most common neurodegenerative disease.
The most common neurodegenerative disease is, oh my goodness, Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's, number one answer.
Okay.
Yep. Stroke is actually at number three after Parkinson's, cancer, then autism. All right, last one. Name a drug that affects the brain.
It's a lot of them, right?
Well, they all do, but I guess in levels of intensity, I guess they have it.
I don't have it. What you got?
LSD is the number one answer.
Shoo. What's the other
one? Alcohol is number two answer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's the number three?
Cannabis.
Okay.
Antidepressants.
Okay.
Cocaine, caffeine, and dopamine.
So cannabis beat cocaine.
Cannabis beat cocaine.
Oh, my goodness. That's ridiculous. Sex doctor says,
the sex doctor.
Four things you should know.
Okay. Tell me.
A woman can become pregnant by two different men and give birth to both. I know that.
Yeah.
That's what Eve did.
Right.
Facts.
I've been researching more and more of that. And it's been interesting. Yeah.
The word clitoris or clitoris is Greek for divine and goddess like. Sheesh. Really? That's very interesting. I should have been on the pimp chronicle. Married people are more likely to masturbate than people living alone. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Why for a sway? The fear of having, seeing, or thinking about an erection is called ithyphallophobia.
I will not want that phobia.
No goodness. I'm not even underlying that, dude. Why in the world are we wanting?
The heck?
Wow. Nah, we ain't going up, bro. I don't want that coat.
All right, don't forget to like or follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. And, of course, at our website, onandoffthefieldwithada.com.
Ithyllachiophobia, huh?
Like Ithyllachiophobia.
You know what? That phala is something in there with that phala.
That phala.
It's been On and Off the Field Sports Podcasting with a purpose. They got the On the Field Coach.
Right the shore. This is your boy Coach Boston, a.k.a. Stealing Nation since 1976.
And this is the infamous Yoda Man since 1968. It's been episode number 42. Coach. We out, man.
Protect your brain.
At all costs, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Real talk. God,
Yeah, man.
This is a good episode.
Yes.
Bye, y'all.
Peace.